37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, a little bit on the cool side, and things will get better. We're getting closer to daylight savings. We're getting closer to spring. Valentine's Day, hey, it's coming real fast, so you better start thinking about sending flowers. And we just talked quite a bit about the various types of cut flowers. I want to give you some information about starting some of your herbs inside the house. Use a lightweight seed-starting soil. And you can buy that at your local nursery, garden center. Don't use regular potting soil because it's heavier. And some of the herb seeds, as well as flower and vegetable seeds, are very fine, very small. And if the soil is heavy and you water a little bit too heavy, the seed gets pushed down into the soil deeper than it should be, and it has a tough time to push its way back out of the ground. So when you go to your local garden center, you ask for seed starter soil. When you transplant them, then you can use a good quality potting soil. But until then, use the seed starter soil, and it will make a tremendous difference in the germination. Now, when you start seed, remember, they don't need any light. What they want is warmth. And one of the best places to start seeds for some heat is on top of your refrigerator. So if your refrigerator is not underneath a cabinet, put the seed flats on top of that, and you're going to get some of the heat that the refrigerator will make, and that will help you. But keep it warm. Another thing that seeds really will benefit from is humidity. Now, all of your local garden centers will sell a seed starting tray that will have a plastic dome as part of the kit. So you fill it with soil, plant your seeds in rows, labeled, water, and then you put the clear dome on it. And as the moisture begins to evaporate, it's trapped inside the plastic dome, keeping it more humid. More humidity, the better your seeds will germinate. When about a third to 50% of the seed seems to be germinating, then you can remove the clear dome. Now, if you have seed trays already and you don't have a dome, take some toothpicks and put some toothpicks here and there in your seed flat so that 3/4 of the toothpick is sticking out of your container. Lay on top of the toothpicks some saran wrap or a plastic wrap, and you can create your own plastic dome to help hold the moisture and the humidity on the soil and around the seed to help it to germinate. See, the seed is dormant. It's bone dry. So the seed has to absorb moisture, wake up the little baby plant that's inside that seed, and then the root will come out. Once the root gets somewhat established, a shoot will come out, and then they will both grow at the same rate. So whatever the root can get, the top will use that to grow. So humidity, very, very important. Heat, very, very important. And if you live in a cold apartment or home, what you can do is you take a heating pad, just an everyday heating pad, wrap it in a towel, set your seed trays on top of the heating pad, put the heating pad on low, and the heat will rise through the towel into the soil, and that bottom heat will help to better germinate the seed that you are beginning to grow. And right now, pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas, your early spring vegetables, and they're called cold crops, and they are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and even lettuce can be started at this time of the year. Celery. They're all cold weather crops, and they go out in the garden a lot earlier than a tomato. A tomato, you basically have to say the middle of May if you live in the Northeast. If you live in Washington, D.C., if you live in North Carolina, it's a different story. But if you live in the Northeast, May 15th is usually a target. You can take your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, celery, lettuce, and they can go out a month earlier. So when you're at your local garden center and you begin to see pansies for sale and violas and Johnny Jump Ups, that's your signal that it's also time to plant in your garden the cold weather crops. They will tolerate a frost. They do much, much, much better if you can get them in early in the year so that they can get established before the heat arrives. Big difference in the quality of the production and size of that plant if you can do it early. It really does make a big difference. Most of your herbs, you have to wait until the threat of frost is over. But get them started now. It takes a long time. I know it's only almost the middle of February, but you've got 2 weeks in February. You've got 4 weeks in April, or March, 4 weeks in April. So it's going to take you about 10 weeks from seed till the plant gets large enough to be big enough to pull it to outside. So start thinking about that. Now, if you get my newsletter, I tell you something different every week. And this week we talked about fennel. Fennel has been around since the Roman Empire. And gladiators used to eat the seed to give them energy and strength. They would take some of the fennel foliage and put it in their armor because they believe it would make them stronger during the battle. The ladies of Rome used to eat fennel to keep lean and trim. It helped them with their diet. And they used to put fennel seed in everything at the big celebrations to help to make your appetite not quite as big as it was when you first came in, so that you don't overindulge. I love fennel, and great on fish of all type, especially if you like bluefish, if you like mackerel, fish that are kind of oily. You put some fennel on it, and it doesn't have that really oily, wild taste like it can really, really have. And it dries well to be used later on. You can cut a big fennel plant, and you can eat it. But you can also do this. You can pull all the foliage off, all the seeds off, dry the roots and the main plant, and when you're cooking on a charcoal, take the dried fennel, put it on the hot coals when you're cooking chicken or hamburgers or whatever, and the fennel will give your food a flavor like you cannot believe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for you to start to say to yourself, spring is just around the corner. Let's start thinking about the garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anna from Iowa with a question about rosemary.
Anna, good morning. How can we help you today with your garden?
Well, good morning to you too, beautiful.
Thank you.
I bought a couple rosemary plants last year, and I grew them in the garden, in the ground, and I dug them up last fall, and I've kept them alive over the winter, but they haven't started new tender growth yet, but I'm like getting spring fever. And I very much want to take some cuttings from the rosemary, so I have a two-part question. The first one is, do I take it from the older and woody cuttings, or do I wait for some new growth and take cuttings with that? And then, do I use heat under the cuttings, or no heat when I want to propagate them?
Very, very good questions, and very timely, too, because this is the time and that you can start doing this. You would take what's called a hardwood cutting, and now would be a good time to take those cuttings. Now, you're going to take a cutting about 3 inches in length, so you're going to take the growth that your rosemary plant made last year. So you take a cutting about 3, maybe even 4 inches, depending on how much new growth your plant made. Okay? Now, the bottom inch of the cutting, where you made the fresh cut, peel off the foliage so that you have like a little stump, a little branch with no foliage on it. I want you to go to your local garden center, and you can buy little packets of rooting powder. It costs you $3 or $4. And each packet can be used to take about 100 different cuttings. So, open up the tinfoil. It's a white powder, almost looks like baby powder. Take a 4-inch cutting, strip off the lower foliage, dip the end of the branch into the envelope, shake off the excess in the envelope, so there is a very fine coating of white powder on that exposed branch. Get some soil designed for new seedlings. And you want to use either a 3 or a 4 inch plastic pot. Can be clay also. Put your cutting into the pot, and then put it someplace where it's going to get good light all day, but no direct sunlight. Because you have to remember, if you give this hot sun all day, there's no roots. And if there's no roots, the plant will have a problem getting moisture up into the foliage, and it's going to wilt. And it will be under stress, and you could lose it. So a north window, an east window where you get some morning sun, but just light the rest of the day would be fine. Bottom heat will make a difference. Now, if you're going to take a lot of cuttings, what you can do is to take maybe like a 6-inch pot or an 8-inch pot, fill it with soil, put all of your cuttings about an inch apart into the same container, and put it with some bottom heat, and that would be with a heating pad. Okay? So, you set your heating pad for low. You wrap it in a blanket, a towel, like a bath towel, depending on the size of your heating pad. And then cover it with a piece of plastic so that if you water, you won't get any moisture or soil on your heating pad and stain it. Keep it on there, and within 3 weeks it will be rooted. Once they root, you can pull them apart and put each of the cuttings in individual containers. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we will work together so that you have a great gardening season. Now, there's a lot that can be done at this time of the year, and if any of you have containers that you're going to be using, you can start cleaning them. And it's really easy to do. You get a nice day that you can go outside, just take a big tub, fill it about 3/4 full of water, and you want to add a cup of bleach, just regular Clorox bleach or any kind of a bleaching solution like that. Mix it up well. And then take all of your containers or seed flats and try and get most of the soil off with the hose before you clean them. Or else if it's dry, just take your hand and rub it to get most of the soil off. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to drop in your containers in this tub of water and kind of slush them around in the water and Clorox. The reason is the Clorox will kill any disease spores or eggs from insects that have overwintered on that container That way you start off with a sterilized container. Because if you're saving your pots, there's a chance that you could have a problem on them that built up over the previous year. You can reuse all of your pots over and over and over again, but just make sure that you sterilize them before you reuse them. And just Clorox will do a fantastic job. Now, we were talking with Anna a little earlier about rooting rosemary. Now, the other thing that you want to do, Anna, when you're taking your cuttings for the rosemary, if you can mist the foliage every single day, rosemary loves humidity. And what I would do is in around the sides of your container, put some little sticks. Cover it with a piece of plastic like a dome, and that will act like a mini greenhouse. And the moisture in the air, the moisture in the soil, the rooting hormone on the end of that cut. Oh, when you make the cut for your cutting, make the cut at a slight angle. That will give you a larger surface area for the roots to develop on the end of that stem. And also, every leaf that you pulled off that stem, there's a dormant bud. And if that dormant bud is below ground, that bud, instead of becoming a leaf, will become a root. Mother Nature is really, really smart. Okay? So, cuttings in soil, plastic dome, mist daily, good light, no direct sun, except maybe in the morning or late in the day, and mist every single day. Very, very important, because rosemary has to have humidity around the plant for that rooting process. After about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll be able to pinch the stem and try and lift it. And if it feels that roots have developed, then remove the soil and from your container, pull it apart and put each of your rooted cuttings in individual plants. Now, as the plant begins to grow, pinch the new growth. Let the new growth come out about an inch and then pinch it. What will happen is, instead of it getting taller and taller and taller, like a stick, the side buds will begin to break open, and it will become more bushy. And again, it will do great. If you have a wood stove or forced hot air heat, take these cuttings that you have now potted, get a big plastic tray, fill the tray with stones, set your pots on top of the stone, and every morning fill your tray with water to the bottom of the pot so that the stones are just barely covered with water. During the day, the water that's in between the stones and in the tray will slowly evaporate. And as it does, it will create humidity around these pots, and it will help them to grow better. Okay? And you want to feed with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting every 2 weeks. And you can do this if you have a bay leaf plant. You can start taking cuttings of a bay leaf plant, because like the rosemary, it is a hard wood plant, and you can take cuttings of bay leaf at this time of the year also. So there's a lot to do in the garden. a lot of prep work that needs to be done, and now is the time to get that going. Now, right now, what I would suggest that you do is if you have a rototiller or a lawnmower, take 5 minutes today, fill it with gas, change the oil in it. Because if you can change the oil every single year in power equipment, it will extend the life of that piece of equipment. Start it. Let it run for a few minutes, and that will ensure that when you need it, it's going to work. Right now, your power equipment companies are dead. They're doing nothing. You haven't had any snow, so they're not maintaining or getting any business with the snowblower people, and it's too early for the lawnmower people. Most of us wait until the grass is 6 inches tall, then we go to start the mower, it doesn't start, we take it down, and you got to wait 2 weeks or more to have it. Get it tuned up now. Get the blade sharpened on your lawnmower. If you have a spreader and there's no snow on the ground, go to your local garden center and, you know, a day like today, I mean, it's cold out right now. My house in Kennebunk, it's 12 degrees. You're not going to do it right now. But when you get a nice day, start thinking about applying limestone or the lime substitute like the Jonathan Green Magic Cal. And Magic Cal by Jonathan Green is an unbelievable product. One bag of Magic Cal that weighs 40 pounds is equivalent to 5 to 10 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. The only difference is the Magic Cal will release the power to neutralize the acidity in about 2 weeks. Limestone, you have to wait for the microbes in the soil to break it down, and that will take up to 6 months. So if you put the lime down now, it will work great in July and August. You want a greener lawn, you want a better garden, use a Magic Cal and put it down now. Get one thing done ahead of schedule, one thing less for you to do when it gets busy for you to do everything in the garden. And believe me, it will pay off for you. Now, in the last few months, we've been talking about a trip that we're planning to the Chelsea Flower Show. And we're getting to a point where we're going to be cutting that off. We have limited space left. And the Chelsea Flower Show is in England. It is the number one flower show in the world. And timing is perfect because early in the year, it is the Queen's celebration. And after the flower show is the Olympics. So the hotel prices are cheap. The airfare rates are low. And you will be seeing the most incredible flower show that you have ever, ever seen. Plus, the gardens are coming into bloom because the climate in England is ahead of, let's say, if you live in New England, you're about 3 weeks ahead in England. So many of the gardens that we are going to go visit will have a lot of color. We're visiting the top gardens in England. We're visiting Wesley Garden, which is the headquarters for the British Horticultural Society. It is the Cadillac of gardens. We're visiting some old, mature gardens that are incredible. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on trip, and it will tell you about our itinerary. Anything that is a bolder print, if you click on it, it will take you to that website. You can see what the hotels are we're going to be staying in. You're going to see the places where we are going and their website. And some of the pictures are incredible. Also, at the Chelsea Flower Show, there are videos of last year's garden. Now, this is not inside a building. It is a big piece of property with tents. There are gardens outside, and there are floral displays inside the tents. It's incredible. So if you're looking for maybe a great Valentine's Day present, this may be just the perfect thing. If you're traveling single, we can help you to find a roommate. But things we'll be visiting will be Stonehenge. We're going to several gardens. We're going to the Chelsea Flower Show. We're going to end up at a British garden center so that you can see what a garden center in England is compared to the U.S. and things can be shipped or brought home from there. So check it out, and if you want some information, call 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. Tell them when to call you tomorrow. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, because it's going to get busy real, real soon. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Maine with a question about a pest problem.
Good morning, Ann. How can we help you in this cold morning?
Good morning, Paul. I have a amaryllis bulb that I've planted, and I just noticed yesterday these little black bugs flying around. Is there any way to get rid of those?
What you have is called a fungus gnat, and it's coming from the soil. So what the best and easiest way to do is if you can find a piece of either plastic or cardboard that's rigid and cut the square about 3 inches by 3 inches, put a little bit of Vaseline on it, and just stick it in the pot. They will be attracted to the yellow. They'll hit the Vaseline, stick to it, and the fungus gnat will be gone. It's something that can be controlled with chemicals, but I don't want you buying a big container of insecticide for one amaryllis bulb. It's something that when I was in college, we used to do in the greenhouses if we had an outbreak of white fly. But the fungus gnats will work the same way. And all we used to do is we would take like a plant label to act as a stake. And we had little pieces of, again, yellow plastic or yellow cardboard. We'd rub some Vaseline on it, put it right in the area where the infestation was, and the insects would land on it and stick to the Vaseline and couldn't get off. And that way we didn't have to use any sprays, and it worked really, really well. The thing that you want to do is, if it's in the same room as other plants, relocate it to a different area, because the fungus gnats are now adults and they're flying around, and they could fly from your amaryllis to your other established house plants, lay eggs in the soil, and now the pollen will get worse and it will spread throughout the whole house. Fungus gnats are an insect that prefer a soil with a lot of organic matter, a lot of peat moss or compost in it. They're very common. When they're young, they feed on the root system of the plant. When they mature, they fly out of the soil and will feed on the foliage of mature plants and lay eggs on the plant and in the soil. So don't mess around with it. It's not a major pest. It's not a major problem. It's more of a noxious insect. But again, a little piece, 3 inch by 3 inch of yellow material that's rigid, so that you can coat with Vaseline on both sides, stick it right near the pot, and you'll be amazed overnight how many you'll find attached to it, and it will solve the problem. Those of you that have houseplants, your days are getting longer now, and you should be resuming fertilizing. If you have not fed your houseplants, today's a good day. It's cold outside, so you're not going to go out. So why don't you start thinking about feeding what you have? A little bit Miracle-Gro, a little bit of any kind of organic fertilizer, full strength. And instead of just watering, fertilize. Because your days are getting longer. Every single day, you're gaining a minute of daylight or more every single day. And if you can begin the feeding process, the plants will begin to wake up, they'll start to grow, and you will get more and more excited. Again, if we can help you, the number 855-660-4261. Give us a call.